next item is conditional use number 1883, Margaret Taylor.
Gentlemen, I'd really love to have input on this application.
Well, I don't care too much for it. Not a good situation. It was allowed to evolve over a period of time. I don't know why, but it is a clear, consistent violation, and I don't see any good way to fix it. It's five families living on one pumped-out septic system.
Six.
Six families. It's just not a good situation. It's just, and I'm feel, I empathize with the applicant who probably purchased this with thinking that there were no such issues. May have even been told that. I don't know, but that unfortunately is not a factor for consideration.
The application was came forward because of a violation.
I'm sure. Yeah.
When I talked to Mrs. Taylor when she applied, and I understood her to say that everything was there when she purchased it. I mean, I don't know when it was done. She was kind of led me to believe he purchased it, but the gentleman that spoke didn't quite say that.
Well, the buildings,
I've gone
by
and
that
forth,
place so. A million times in my youth, and the old building was a house and store. You remember the old house and store combinations that people lived in?
And a carport out front.
Had a couple of gas tanks out front, and then that closed.
But a carport out front,
right? So that was one residential unit that I know was there, okay, even though it was a store plus a house.
Well, and it's good for one unit.
The trailer in back has been there forever, prior to 1968, and I think even Mr. Horsey testified to that. So that's two units. The block building was built. Now, I don't know if it was built prior to 68 or not, but it was just a building for work and whatever. It wasn't apartments, so I'm pretty positive of that. And Mr. Horsey's testimony, I think, reiterated that that was not apartments, along with a couple of neighbors that said they'd just been remodeled in the last 20 years. And the applicant said 2004,
I think so.
When they were finished again. So I think those four units are off the table. The question I have two questions. One about the trailer that was pre-existing to 1968 and the house that was there. So there's two units. And then the septic issue. I presume he has some kind of approved septic, but probably not for two units. I don't know,
Well, my feeling is if we approve this project, we're going to put two more units in that red building that's on the south end of it. I'm surprised nobody's living in that shack.
I mean, it's a conditional use. We could just restrict it to the two units, but make it contingent on getting some kind of a septic approval, because I agree that you just can't have, it's got to have approved septic, right? And that's a very small parcel there.
Well, and I didn't look inside the buildings, I'm not like our previous chairman who took it upon himself to enter properties, but I would be concerned about whether or not we're supporting substandard living conditions, sight unseen. I don't know. There might be palatial inside, but my suspect is not. But then you also have the issue of, affordable housing. Where are these folks going to live? I mean, that's always the dilemma when, we're faced with that. And we were faced with that not too long ago when we turned down that other outfit. And that was blatant.
Well, that was really... Off the wall.
Yeah.
I don't see the applicant really making any strides to hit it, to making it any better. He didn't mention that he would bring this septic up to code. He didn't mention the parking would be handled.
There's no place to put any parking, IJ. I mean, it's right on old 13. There's a branch in back.
It's
a trailer
just
back.
The whole thing's a bad situation.
It's not terribly dirty. I mean, there's not junk laying around or anything like that, but obviously it's not high rent.
You drive back by the trailer then.
I went back there. Yeah, I almost went and got a cup of coffee, but very rare.
Prefer to make a motion, or you want to defer to have...
No, I'd like to defer, Mr. Chairman. In fact, I'll do that.
Can I ask a question first?
Yes,
sir. The building next to Horsey Road is the one that had the carport out front, and I'm assuming there were gas pumps.
Yeah.
And then the building just south of that was the block building, is that right?
No, it's reverse of that.
Reverse. And that's where you said that the repair shop was.
Right, that's what I remember.
I remember a repair shop there, and I remember The store.
Store.
I never been in it, but I knew there was a store there.
And the trailer has been back there forever.
I didn't pay attention to the trailer, but yeah.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to move that we defer for further consideration by the commission the application CU 1883.
Second. Moving second to defer action on conditional use number 1883, Margaret Taylor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.